A little taste of some of what's coming our way this Friday and Saturday evening, the Dayton Sideshow, 12th year, the dozenth year. And it's a pleasure to also welcome a part of what's happening on the Friday evening. It's Tim Gabbard and his son, Aaron Gabbard. Welcome, gentlemen. Thanks for coming today.
Hi, thanks for having us, Nikki.
The last time you were here, Tim, you were here with Jennifer Taylor. You guys were involved in a documentary together. Remind our listeners about that great effort.
Yeah, it was a documentary film called The Fall League, and it was about the development and continuation of senior slow pitch softball in the Dayton area, completely filmed in Dayton, except for a couple scenes in Louisville.
Were those away games?
Well, no, they were. We were lucky enough to have Louisville Slugger join us for that filming, and so we made a side trip to Louisville, but... we also, in addition to the film, we wrote the soundtrack. So we had original music performed by most of the guys that I play with in the Hitmen.
Right on.
Who are going to be playing with us. Some of them will be playing with us Friday night at our acoustic set. We're going acoustic this year at Sideshow.
Yeah, you've got this isn't your first time around, and we'll get to that. But if you would, hit us with a little sample of your wares.
Okay. This is a song called Heart of Trouble. I think this was on my second CD, so...
Way too hard to be.
Listen to that sustain. I hate to even talk over it. That's fine, fine. Bass note you're holding there. In studio Tim Gabbard of the Hitmen and his son, Aaron Gabbard of Eagle Eye Gypsy. And it's nice to have a father-son. Aaron, I don't think your mic's on. Could you check? It's my bad if it isn't. Is that making any sound, your microphone? Sorry about that, but nonetheless, that's all right. We'll let your father speak for you for the time being. So I'm guessing that you raised your son musically.
Sometimes more than others, but he definitely when he grew up, he had access to everything. So he probably has a little bit broader perspective on music than I do.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because he listened to all my stuff, but then some of the newer stuff that I wasn't listening to, he's got all that as well.
By his days, everyone had a conduit to the internet, and then the world is your musical oyster.
Well, I had AM radio. So that's
I know. I remember AM radio. It's Tim Gabbard. You can find him on Facebook. You can search him on Reverb Nation. You can just go straight to his site, timgabbard.com. That's T-I-M-G-E-B-A-R-D. It's like Bard with G. timgabbard.com. You can also look up eagleeyegypsy.com for more information on Aaron's band. Or you can just go this Friday and Saturday. Tim, you'll be on the acoustic stage toward the early part of the evening. You got a long set, hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah, they gave us a double set this year, and we're always happy when we're doing that to play a little bit more.
Yeah,
so that's great. And we'll have, in addition to Aaron, it'll be myself, Aaron. We've added a banjo player, Kevin Kretzos, who's playing with us now. Greg, better known as the Conga Ninja, who also plays, what's his band?
Dipspit.
Yeah, with Dipspit.
They're playing Saturday night.
Greg is our conga player, so he's going to be playing with us. And Dean Vincent, who has Studio D, where we recorded most of our music, is also going to be joining us for percussion. So we're going...
Nice.
Going acoustic and it.
Acoustic but full.
Acoustic but full. And we may even have a couple other members of the Hitmen joining us. Jazzy, who's normally plays keyboard, but we can't fit it in the acoustic room. So he may just be coming
and humming along.
In his own. He's a great performer. He'll join me in vocals and maybe add some percussion and that kind of stuff too. But our show, we really like to have people involved and join in, so we give some opportunities for audience participation as well.
Wonderful.
But one of the nice things I wanted to say about Sideshow is if you're going to go there, you should be prepared to listen to a lot of different types of music. It's wide open there. So.
It is pretty remarkable, not just in the music, but in the visual art as well.
True.
It's really a gathering of a full spectrum of what's available in our gem city, and it's just a fabulous celebration of art, of all art you can hear, art you can see, art you can experience, and great food and craft beer as well. Tim Gabbard, will you sing us another one?
Sure. I've got one. It's called Spy Rock to Wayside Station, and... on our last, actually on the soundtrack album, we won an award for this, an instrumental version from Songdor International Songwriting Competition. So we like this song.
Right on, Tim Gabbard and Aaron Gabbard live on Excursions.
straight ahead. What do you say? Hope you remember the promise of today. Turn around, one more step takes you to a brand new day. Looking for something, finding it along the way.
Again, it's just some great sustain. It's just just works. Tim Gavard.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you bet. Thanks for coming in and playing for us today. Just a little slice of the kind of dense cheesecake of awesome that's going to be available for your partaking this Friday and this Saturday night. Just a few of the acts on the band stage include The Wretched Few, Zane and the Sway will be there, Kylene Downs, who we're going to hear from by via record here in just a moment, Trey Stone and the Ringers, the New Old Fashioned will be there, as well as Salvador Ross, and that's just on the Friday. And also on the Friday, earlier in the evening, around 6:30 or so, you can find Tim Gavard, our guest today. Also, Nasty Bing will be on the stage later. There'll be a poetry slam, Kevin Milner, a whole bunch more. What an extravaganza in your fifth year, huh?
Yeah, and last year we actually weren't going to play. They have a three-year rule.
Oh, is that right?
But at
the last
minute, they had somebody cancel, so...
Aww.
They called me and Kevin up, and we went in and did an acoustic set. So this year we decided to stay with the acoustic and do a little bit different. Luckily, a lot of our songs lend themselves well to acoustic arrangements as well as band arrangements. So.
Well, that was right nice of you. See, now there could be a person who would be tempted to be like, oh, you want me to play now?
Right.
Now it's okay. No,
yeah.
That's nice.
So, well, and that's to keep to keep the thing, it's supposed to be about artists in the Dayton community to allow others who are coming into the scene to get involved and not get shut out because the same people come year after year.
So. Right. So it is nice, actually, sort of a rotating sampler, if you will, a little sampler plate of what Dayton has to offer.
There you go.
You can find out more. Search Dayton Sideshow. That's just one word, Sideshow. Dayton, and then another word, Sideshow. On Facebook, and it'll come up. This is the 12th year. TimGebard.com. That's G-E-B-A-R-D. For more information, you can search him on Reverb Nation. Or also look up Aaron's band, Eagle Eye Gypsy. You can find that at EagleEyeGypsy.com. Or best yet, come down, meet him, hang out. Going to be on stage Friday and Saturday. I got a little something from Kylene Downs here. So, gentlemen, thank you. Thanks for playing for us today.
Thank you, Nikki.
You bet.